The old men down the bar continued to hit the ball, throw the ball, and slide into bases. And my mind went back to that cell uptown, then to another cell, somewhere in Florida. After reading about the execution there, I had dreamed about it over and over and over. As vividly as if I were there, I had seen that cell, heard that boy crying while being dragged to that chair. "Please, Joe Lewis, help me. Please, help me. Help me." And after he had been strapped in the chair, the man who wrote the story could still hear him cry, "Mr. Joe Lewis, help me. Mr. Joe Lewis, help me." And down the bar, the old men went on hitting the ball, running the bases, and sliding home. And I wondered if the one in that cell uptown would call on Jackie Robinson as the other one had called on Joe Lewis. "Taking off, Pro?" Claiborne asked me. "I have to find my lady," I said. "Take it easy, Prof." I waved my hand to the old men. They nodded to me. The school was 3 or 4 blocks away, on the main street, but everything back here was pretty close to everything else. The school was on the same street as the Catholic church, the movie theater, the mortuary, a cafe, and the ice cream parlor. The grocery store was not far from the church, but on another street. The barber shop and a gas station weren't too far from the mortuary. Everybody knew everybody. Everybody knew everybody else's business. I parked in front of the movie theater and watched one of the teachers direct the children onto the school bus. When the bus drove away, I got out of my car. "What's happening, handsome?" the teacher said. "What's going on, Peggy?" "Thank God it's Friday," she said. "She's still inside." "Having a drink later?" "A couple," Peggy said. As we walked up to the entrance of the school, I saw 2 boys taking in the flag. Peggy told me she would see us at the club later, and I went to Vivian's classroom. The school had only 5 rooms, and in some the classes were doubled. Vivian taught the 6th and 7th grades. The children had all gone, and she sat behind her desk looking over papers. She wore a brown woolen suit and a white blouse. She didn't raise her head until I was near the desk. Then she smiled. She had the most beautiful and most even teeth I had ever seen, but I thought every bit of her was perfect. "What are you doing here?" she asked. "You ever known a Friday I could stay away from you?" I went around the desk and kissed her. "Last boy sit at this desk wouldn't dare do that," she said. "I better not ever catch anyone else doing it," I said. "What are you doing here?" she asked. "To see you, what else?" She looked up at me, and she could read my face, and she knew I had been at the jail. "Still working?" I asked. "Nothing I can't do later." I saw Peggy. They were going over for a drink. "Sounds like a good idea," Vivian said. She put some papers into her briefcase and stood up. "I have to see the principal before she leaves. Do you know how to clean a blackboard?"
"I've done a few."
"If you do a good job, I'll give you an apple," she said.
"Thanks, teacher."
She kissed me lightly on the lips and walked away. At the door, she looked back and smiled again.